Bobby lived in Poland till 1938. With Zadie in America, for 5 long years she'd wait, dreaming of the future, the life that they would share, raising 2 young children and whispering a prayer. My Bobby lit 2 candles every Friday night on candlesticks of silver. She prayed with all her heart and soul for good health for her family and peace as sweet as wine. Zadie saved some money. The time had finally come. A small brown suitcase, she tightly held her sons, a rolling pin, a hand-sewn dress, a well-worn holy book, and the candlesticks of silver were the few things that she took. She landed in America. She had a baby girl. And through the years her family grew. Grandchildren filled her world. And every week when Shabbos came, she taught us how to praise God's name. Her faith reflected in the flame. Trip we often took. She smothered me with kisses. I loved to watch her cook. They taught me to play checkers and sing a Yiddish song. It was a sweet inheritance. I knew I'd They told me Bobby died. My newborn daughter at my breast, I closed my eyes and cried. She left my daughter with her name, and soon a large brown package came. Her shiny silver.